Are you planning to head home for the holidays? Well, that means spending a lot of time with your family. Now, we know you love your relatives, but there are limits, and these extended family visits can be stressful. The Washington Post's Carolyn Hacks is here to help you through the season. She writes a nationally syndicated advice column. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Do you get more letters than usual this time of year?
I definitely get more themed letters this time of year. My inbox is very busy, and it is very busy with family questions and holiday questions and gift questions.
And what are some of the family questions you get?
I think a lot of them start with, I'm about to go home for X number of days, and I don't know how to deal with Y. Often it is in-laws, really just heavy, heavy in-law stress, but there's also the family stress. My mother has been haunting me for decades, and yet I still go back. I actually emailed somebody back this week. She wrote me to ask what kind of gifts she should get when she's completely broke. And everybody always makes derogatory remarks about what she brings. And she really doesn't get treated like an equal in the family. And I wrote back. I said, why do you go? Her response was, I've been wondering that myself.
Interesting. You know, you're saying basically that you don't have an obligation to spend the holiday
with your
family?
Absolutely. I didn't see it anywhere in the contract that you have to go back and deal with family that isn't nice to you. Certainly, if you have warm feelings toward your family, but also difficult relationships, then you make the decision. Are these warm feelings bigger than the difficulties? And you make your calculation. But there are plenty of people who aren't making these horrific slogs across the country carrying 80 pounds of gifts. Sometimes they just say, I don't need to do this. These relatives will be around in January, and I can go see them when it's not so fraught and it's not so stressful and the air traffic isn't so bad.
Why go in January? I mean, it's the same people, same circumstances. Why does January make any difference?
Well, for one, the expectations are different. And so you're not going with this image of how it's all supposed to be. Nobody really has written any books the night before January 14th. You just go and you just see your family. And also, another reason to do this is it's often not a big family gathering. It can be just seeing your parents instead of seeing your parents and Uncle Fred, who's in his cups. And you're not competing with your siblings for attention, just like you did 30 years ago. And you aren't looking in the mirror saying, wait a minute, I'm an adult, I'm an adult, I'm an adult. And you don't need the deep cleansing breaths quite as often. So,
okay, so it's been decided we're going to go home and we're going to deal. What do you tell people to do? I mean, you can't just sit in a corner and wait for the day to be over.
Well, I think you have to make a few decisions before you go home. And in fact, these are really important things to do. They get you in a frame of mind, and I think your frame of mind can make or break one of these visits. And if you go into it expecting everything to be magically different or magically okay, then you're going to be miserable, and you're probably going to make other people miserable. If you go into it expecting it to be absolutely a waste of your time and upsetting and disappointing and all those things, then you're also, I think, having the wrong mindset. I think you go into it saying, these people are who they are. They're not going to change. They're not going to get better suddenly over this one weekend, but I am going for a reason, and these are my reasons. I'm going because I want to keep my ties to my family. I'm going because nobody knows me as well. I want to go because I want to stamp my ticket so they leave me alone for 6 months. I mean, whatever your reasons are, you have them. So trust them and go for those reasons and get whatever pleasure you can out of it, and accept that as a real success.
And be sure not to bring up politics with Uncle Fred.
Yeah. Especially when he's in his cups.
Exactly. Other than family issues, what other kinds of holiday-related letters do you get?
Wow, it really is heavily family, but there are also a lot of relationship questions for people who are in these uncomfortable places. When the holidays hit at the wrong time, it's the, we just started something, and so how do I handle the gift issue? And then I also have the, okay, I've finally decided that it's not working, but it is 3 days before Christmas. Do I drop the bomb now, or do I fake it and then let her come back from her trip and then dump her then? And I think people tend to take these holidays. It's one of the reasons they're such a big deal. People use these holidays as they end up being a magnifying glass for whatever's going on, and they just sort of blow things up and they suddenly become important when in the middle of March, they just wouldn't be.
Carolyn Hacks writes a nationally syndicated advice column. Thanks for coming in, Carolyn.
Thanks for having me.